words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. History is full of the names of great men and women. Usually, the people who loom large in history books are soldiers and statesmen and kings and queens. This is certainly true of the 20th century, when, if one is asked who stands out as the greatest personality of our time, depending on your point of view, maybe your answer will be Winston Churchill or Franklin Roosevelt. Or it might be Nikolai Lenin or Mao Zedong, again, depending on your point of view. So, who stands out as the greatest person of our era? That's a hard question to answer. And in every case, our answer will be very personal. Who stands out as the greatest person of our lifetime? For myself, I would say that, in my opinion, in terms at least of moral greatness, one of the greatest individuals of the 20th century was neither a soldier nor a political leader. Rather, he was a clergyman. His name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The Reverend Dr. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German Lutheran pastor. We don't have any Lutheran churches here in St. John's, well, not anymore. But Lutheran churches composed one of the four great Reformation traditions. Lutherans tend to predominate in Nordic countries, in Germany, and Scandinavia. German Lutherans, particularly, tend to be exceptionally able theologians and biblical scholars. But even among his fellow Lutheran clergy, Bonhoeffer was a first-class theologian. His books are still being read and discussed in theological seminaries of all denominations all over the world. But it's not primarily as a theologian that Dietrich Bonhoeffer is remembered. Instead, Bonhoeffer is remembered primarily as a brave and principled man. He is remembered as a 20th century Christian martyr, executed by the Nazis for high treason. Even before Adolf Hitler came to power, Bonhoeffer had recognized Nazism as being hostile to Christianity. He had recognized Nazism as a rival religion to Christianity, as a resurrection of pre-Christian Nordic paganism, and as a great evil. As late as October 1933, the same year that Adolf Hitler became a Führer, the absolute dictator of Germany, Bonhoeffer publicly denounced Nazism on the radio. In that broadcast, Bonhoeffer boldly predicted that the pagan ideology that the Nazis fanatically believed in and stood for, that pagan ideology would both corrupt and lead the German people to disaster. because of his opposition to Hitler, Bonhoeffer was dismissed from his post in the Faculty of Theology of the university where he taught. But Bonhoeffer continued teaching in an illegal, underground theological college. Every move he made was closely watched by the Gestapo, the Nazi secret police. And he was definitely on their list of subversive individuals. As it happened, just before the Second World War broke out, in the September of 1939, Bonhoeffer was in America on a lecture tour. Now, anybody who could read a newspaper knew that hostilities were about to begin. And Bonhoeffer's Christian friends in America tried to persuade him to remain in the safety of that country. They offered him a distinguished chair at the greatest theological seminary in the U.S. Union. But Bonhoeffer refused. He said, I must go back to Germany. I must return to share the trials of my people. And so Bonhoeffer returned to Germany on what was probably the last liner that crossed the Atlantic in peacetime. On his return to Germany, Bonhoeffer immediately joined the anti-Nazi underground. Gradually, he became involved in a movement that was plotting to kill Adolf Hitler. After a considerable inner struggle, this clergy decided that, as a Christian, that was where his moral duty lay. However, such was the efficiency of Heinrich Himmler's infamous and dreaded secret police, it was only a matter of time before Bonhoeffer's clandestine activities were discovered. And so in the month of April 1943, Bonhoeffer was arrested by the SS. He was imprisoned in the appalling Buchenwald concentration camp. Although Bonhoeffer was defenseless and powerless in human terms, he was fortified by the word of God that was in his heart. So, like his great spiritual forebear, the great German Protestant reformer Martin Luther, Dietrich Bonhoeffer refused to recant his beliefs. He stood erect and unbroken before his tormentors. Bonhoeffer defied the SS by openly bearing testimony both to his implacable rejection of the Nazis' pagan ideology and to his faith in Jesus Christ. And as a result, in April 1945, when I was just a year old, almost at the very end of the war, in fact, just days before the end of the war, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was hanged in the Buchenwald concentration camp on the charge of treason as a traitor to the German state. Really, because he was anti-Nazi. We know today that Bonhoeffer died as a martyr to the Christian faith. Now, why do we remember such a man? Why should we remember him today? Because in this season of Lent, it would be well for us to reflect upon what Dr. Bonhoeffer called, in perhaps his most famous book, The Cost of Discipleship. That was what the book was called, The Cost of Discipleship. And he was right, because being a disciple of Jesus always costs something. Our Lord made this very clear when he said in our second reading this morning from St. Mark's Gospel, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, a lot of people these days don't really want to do that. They want to call themselves Christians, but they're not terribly keen on following Jesus too closely. Not at any rate that means carrying a cross. They're human. They naturally want to be popular and successful in the eyes of the world. So they decide not to swim against the current. Their pragmatic motto seems to be, if you want to get along, go along. But if we're going to follow Jesus, we must resolve to stand up to and take our stand against the evil that is in this world. Believe it or not, there is a power of evil in this world, and it is alive and it is well. And when we take our stand against this evil, the world, which I have to tell you is in the possession of this evil, when we take our stand against this evil, the world exacts a price. That is to say, we will experience persecution. In one way or another, we will be charged with treason to society, or to political correctness, or whatever, because we refuse to go along with what we know in our hearts is wrong.